Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Second and goal. Ball at the two. Shotgun formation. Handoff. Chubb trying to take it in. And he does. Touchdown. Contact at the one. He brushes it off. And the Browns take the lead. A winter wonderland in Cleveland.
Yeah, that was a nice little appetizer last night that helped the Texans in the AFC standings. You go, Cleveland. That was fun. A snow game to get the weekend started, Seth C. Payne.
Jameis Winston is turning into like a lovable Yogi Berra type personality.
A cult hero.
Yeah, he's almost like a type of personality that I didn't think existed in sports anymore. It's this like super, super goofy, yet incredibly capable at times. Unlike anybody else, he's very, very unique.
A cockeyed optimist.
He's having a resurgence here. He's having a moment here.
Cockeyed optimist he is, I say.
He is.
Jameis Winston. He's very,
a little bit
very
of an
fun.
Insult to Yogi Berra, given Yogi Berra's actual athletic and managing career compared to Jameis Winston.
But yeah,
the personality is just, it's unlike none other. Yes.
It's awesome. It's really cool to see. That was fun. That's why football rules. Nights like last night, man. You had an 8-2 team against a 2-8 team. And they were, they were competing, and the fans were acting like it was the Super Bowl. You know, it was a crazy atmosphere, and that was the fans of the 2-8 team that were in the stadium last night. You know, so that was good theater. But for those who are just waking up, the Browns beat the Steelers last night, 24-19, in a super entertaining Thursday night game.
You know what I'd say? It was refreshing in that the Browns team would have every reason in the world to look like, oh, classic. Now these pro athletes are just going to stop caring and just worry about buying their vehicles. They were out there. It felt like a rivalry game.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And there was trash talk beforehand. And it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And then to have it in the snowfall like that, I was happy for the people who were there because it looked like it wasn't miserably cold.
Right.
And it wasn't all windy and gusty or anything like that. You just got to have one of those classic all-time moments of remembering the snow wafting down as you beat a hated rival.
That's right. The snow, you can tell when the snow is just falling directly like down, like north-south down and not blowing sideways. Like that looked like a fun winter wonderland game to play.
It's a Norman Rockwell painting. Yeah. It was beautiful.
They cannot. I saw somebody tweet this, and I agree.
They helped the Texans out. Was the other big
They helped the Texans out. Yeah, the Steelers losing is a good thing for the Texans with 6 games to go in the season in the seeding. I know that I don't have to sit in stadiums like that on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. I know all I'm doing is watching on TV, so maybe I'm being a bit selfish. I don't want any roofs over any of the stadiums up north. I like these snow games. They're very fun theater to me.
I do, yeah. I guess I'm torn. It seems like if you're in the extremely bitter cold regions, I get that. I understand that.
Like Minnesota, that like I can see.
Yeah, where it gets almost like unsafe to even be outside type
That's
of
fair.
Weather.
Yeah.
So I get that. But yeah, for the Northeast, for the most part, it's just not quite as
outdoors.
Extreme cold, you know, ice road trucker type cold.
We're gonna get into the Texans plenty today. The Texans have the Titans, another rivalry game coming up on Sunday. Another rivalry game between one team that's relevant in the standings and one that's completely off the grid, but I would imagine the Titans are going to bring some of that same heat that the Browns brought last night to that game against the Steelers. But this Browns game was fun, and so is Jameis, and I feel like to get our day kicked off, we need some Jameis positivity. This was Jameis Winston before the game last night.
You have said you don't become a Brown until you beat the Steelers. What will it take tonight?
The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. So I'm dependent on the Lord.
Is that the message to the team?
Day by day, one play at a time. That's the message.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio, at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
All right. There you go. Jameis got the live read in for the stadium.
Honestly, it's like he's walking around with a beam of light shining down on him all the time.
Of all people.
I will say, as far as kind of being like an advertisement for faith and what have you,
yeah.
I always admired guys like Jameis on a team. Because on a football team, you got a lot of, you know, very, very religious people. It's not, don't let them fool you. It was never just Tim Tebow.
Right.
But then you have some evangelical, then you got just some guys that grew up Catholic or whatever. But I was always especially in Jacksonville, like it was extreme, like in terms of just Christian an organization it was for the time.
Yeah.
But you had some guys who were like fire and brimstone, and then you had other guys that were kind of like Jameis. And I'm like, gosh, you guys, the fire and brimstone guys, like, listen, frankly, I'm a little insulted you think I scare that easy, okay? I like, give me what Kyle Brady is selling. That dude looks happy all the time.
Kyle Brady.
So I kind of gravitate more around to have my theological discussions with guys like Jameis or Kyle or
you
what have you.
You would have liked being a teammate of Jameis Winston is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love it.
Yeah.
I know I'd love it.
Here was Jameis after the game. After the 24-19 went back and forth, the Browns were up 18-6 in the second half. Credit to Steelers, Russell Wilson, they came back, took a lead, 19-18. Jameis turns the ball over. The defense gets the ball back for him. This is all like in the last 5 minutes of the game. And then Jameis drives down. Nick Chubb carries it in from a couple yards out, the touchdown that you heard bumping into the show. Here was Jameis with Scott Van Pelt after the game.
Well, I think it's just one play at a time, man. I'm so grateful for our equipment staff for providing us with hand warmers, providing us with our cleat scrapers, so we are able to go out there and do the best we can to make it seem as easy as it possibly is. But as you can see, the conditions did not define our result today.
It did not at all.
Do you see that?
Dude, that was
Will Anderson-like.
That was very Will Anderson-like. That's a good observation, Seth. There was a four-minute interview he did with Scott Van Pelt after the game.
Yeah.
That was the first group of people that he thanked for the win was
the equipment managers.
Yeah.
And he 100% meant it, you know?
He was naming the devices they were using. Hand warmers, cleat scrapers.
Well, okay. So this is the other thing about Jameis. I've never been able to figure out watching him from afar. Is he one of these guys that just is trying to get in front of the camera, or is he genuinely speaking from the heart? More and more, I think this is just who he is.
I think it is,
you know?
Too. I think it's authentic.
And it's not, like, he's given a big speech because he feels like that's what he's been called to do, not because he's trying to, you know, be this guy or that guy.
Right.
But I like that. There's another thing in terms of the way it works in the locker room. You get some guys. It's weird. It's almost like they treat the equipment staff like they're manservants, you know,
right,
like
right,
it's their
right.
butler or something.
Yeah.
And they kind of really love living the like, and not that's the exception, not the rule, you
sure.
know. But then you get other guys, and it's really cool. Like the and sometimes it is the more superstar guys. You remember Michael Jordan with those guys that he was tight with, the security.
Oh, he was rolling dice with them and playing cards.
Yeah,
with them and
you know,
stuff.
Like those
yeah.
older guys were kind of their best friends, or it was kind of like those were. Like Jordan's entourage was a couple of the equipment guys and security staff.
Correct.
I could see Jameis being that way. There's a lot of guys that, like, you know, they end up, you know, they go fishing, you know, they just, they're buddies with the equipment guys. Yeah. They go fishing with them and everything.
Yep.
I could see Jameis being that guy.
I could too.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Text message early on here to the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. Can we get Winston on the Texans? That's an interesting one. I feel like Jameis is best suited with that big personality to be a journeyman starter on an NFL team, maybe not be the backup that attracts so much attention.
You know what? I don't know, man. I feel like I'd like to see Jameis here. And then in the offseason, you get Case, Jameis, and
man.
Stroud. Instead of podcasts, they're out on some tent revival tour,
dude.
Around rural Texas. Just going out and just doing – I just need to see Jameis out there in a tent somewhere,
dude.
Just sweating like crazy,
they
just
would have,
feeling it. Yeah.
They would have all these people in Battle Red, like following them everywhere, like Forrest Gump across the country when Forrest Gump running cross-country.
The social media update would be, you know, the C.J. Duncan people in the Brazos River.
Love this idea. Never mind. I take it all back. I want Winston on the Texans now. Here was Myles Garrett after the game. Myles Garrett, who he's not had a great season, but he was incredible last night. T.J. Watt is currently the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year. So here's Myles Garrett talking about that.
I mean, he spoke of the coin toss, but that's about it. You know? Like I said, I got a lot of respect for him, a lot of respect for, you know, all the guys over there. And, you know, the edge rusher in the league, but
I'm number one. And no, that's from edge defender one, edge one to defensive player of the year. I'm the guy. So that runs through me. There's no other person being defended as I am or skiing or playing against like I am. So just goes to show, you know, you can throw it out the window. I'm gonna find a way.
Has JJ tweeted about this yet? I gotta go check.
Oh, I don't know.
JJ is the ultimate defender of the gates of the TJ Watt defensive player of the
year. Right, right. And JJ, he's self-aware enough to know that he usually acknowledges, like, hey, obviously I'm biased. Sure. And he'll say, hey, yes, you're great. Miles Garrett is incredible, et cetera, et cetera. But this and that. I think the argument Miles Garrett has always made is that their defense doesn't send an extra rusher nearly as often. So it's more just the front four getting it done.
Yeah.
And whereas TJ, they blitz a lot, which is kind of like JJ or Aaron Donald when he was with Wade Phillips especially. Those guys got a lot of five-man rushes too, so they could single them up, but whatever.
Yeah.
I remember earlier we were talking this week about how just edge rushers are just – they're just weird. For like not good or bad, they're just always a little bit different.
Eccentric.
They kind of see the world a little bit differently.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
I feel like Miles Garrett. This is the first time I can remember like edge rusher versus edge rusher heat by opposing teams.
Yeah.
Like, where you're not actually facing the other player. Like this is it's almost like wide receiver type dialogue.
It is. I think the fact they're in the division with each other, they play each other twice a year. They played last night. Amy and I are actually going to be at the rematch of this game in a couple of weeks during the Texans bye week. That's where we go to a different stadium every year for the bye week. And we, a couple months ago, picked Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And as the season was unfolding, I'm like, that game's not going to have a ton of juice because Cleveland sucks. Au contraire, mon frère. Like last night, I think, is an indicator. And I think the Steelers are going to want a little happy revenge in that game, too. So I'm kind of excited. I'm not excited what it's going to do to ticket prices. I've not bought our tickets
yet.
Oh,
you haven't bought the tickets yet?
No. So I'm not. And then we're going to a Penguins game the night before that. And those are pricey tickets, too, man. Hockey tickets?
Yeah.
Ooh, doctor, yeah.
How good are you at hockey? Like, you know, understanding it.
very. No. Understanding it very good. My family had season tickets to the Hartford Whalers back in the day. So I was a huge NHL fan growing up. That was my favorite sport growing up was the Hartford Whalers.
Brandy and I have started brushing up on the rules in anticipation of Houston getting a team here at some point.
It's a good idea, I think. I think it's a good idea.
Was it The Athletic that did the poll the other day? And the majority of NHL players who were surveyed anonymously thought Houston should get the new
huge,
hockey team.
Huge, like, majority. Like,
That graph, Greg Rajon sent that graph out. It was a deceptive graph. The scale was all off. Like, Houston had 9 more votes than Quebec City.
Oh.
But they made it look like Houston had, like, 4 times as many votes as anybody else.
See, I assume they just got the number wrong and not the bar wrong, because Houston is a runaway favorite right now to get a team.
Maybe so. I even that graph, something was wrong on the graph.
Something was wrong.
Houston was the favorite.
Yeah, something was wrong. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. It's a Football Friday. That was fun last night. I wanted to dig into that game right out of the chute because that was a fun way to get the weekend kicked off for football. Let's dig into this Texans game. Texans and Titans, 6-pack, storylines for the game. We lay them all out. We've got some Nick Caserio coming up a little later as well. He was with us yesterday. Got a lot of good stuff from the Texans GM coming up a little later in the show. It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Stay there. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.